In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday we spoke about the greatest thing that Jesus did when he experienced a passion, starting with the agony in the garden, and how he mounted the cross, and how he took upon himself the sins of the world, your sins and my sins. John says, when I am lifted up, when Jesus is lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. Every single person was drawn into the heart of Jesus on that cross. From Adam until the last person on the earth, I will draw all people unto myself. You must know that the greatest thing he did was his cross, death and resurrection. Oh, yes. And we need to hear that. We need to be in the passion. We need to be reading it, absorbing it, and telling others about Jesus. Some people just talk about how you're going to become better and how you're going to become more powerful. But you see, we cannot leave the passion of Jesus out, because this is the central message of Christianity. I remember one of my teachers said to me when I was in the seminary, "Tom, you are spirit-centered." I said, "Oh, no." I said, "I am not spirit-centered. I'm Christ-centered, because the Holy Spirit leads us always to Jesus and always to the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus," which means we need to hear it, we need to absorb it, we need to be blessed by what Jesus did for us. And I continue now with the burial of Jesus. When it was evening, there came a rich man of Arimathea, probably of a name Joseph, who was himself one of Jesus' disciples, probably a Pharisee. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, the shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, a borrowed tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher, and then he departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. These are the two Marys that are mourning. They still don't realize he's going to rise from the dead. He told them about three times that the Son of Man would be crucified. He'd be spit upon by the elders and the chief priests, and that he'd rise from the dead, and they still don't know about that. Now the next day that followed, the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver," or the impostor, imagine calling Jesus an impostor, "and while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again." Isn't it interesting that the enemies know about it, but the disciples don't? Isn't that interesting? I'm going to tell you, you can learn more from your enemies than you can from your friends. You can learn more from your enemies than you can from your friends. They remembered that he said that he would rise from the dead. And here we have Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting down mourning, which is proper, but they don't have any idea that he's going to rise from the dead. But the enemies have a complete idea. While he was yet alive, after 3 days, he said, "I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulcher," the tomb, "be made sure, guarded, until the third day, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. And the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "You have a watch. Go your way and make it sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. So we see guards guarding a dead man's tomb. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But you know what? He's not going to be in that tomb very long. Oh, yes, we must know that the greatest thing that Jesus did was his passion, death, and resurrection. And we must know that there is resurrection power for us now, that God gives us resurrection power. That's the coming of the Spirit. The Spirit of God gives us resurrection power. Let's continue. In the day of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, that Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. They still don't know. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon the stone. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. It's an angel. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and they became as dead men, the guards. They start shaking, and it wasn't in the spirit. They were freaked out. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not, you people, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. He is risen, even as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." Okay? He is the Lord. Come and see the inside of the sepulchre. "And then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes forth to you into Galilee." Why Galilee? Because this is the place of the Gentiles. And now the Jews will not accept Jesus in his passion, death, and resurrection for the most part. And now he will go to Galilee to bring the gospel through the apostles, especially Paul. "There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." In other words, he's going to meet you in Galilee. "And as they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." What word? That Jesus had been raised from the dead. Who told them? An angel of the Lord. Light, as bright as lightning, and his clothes like snow. This is miraculous. This is God working. "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, Hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers and sisters that I go before you to Galilee, and there you shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money to the soldiers." Yeah, they want the soldiers to tell them a lie. The soldiers were scared, scared as can be. They shook because they saw the angel, and their hearts were not ready to see an angel. And so this is what you're going to do. Give the soldiers money, bribe them, saying, "See you, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept." Well, you know what? If that were true, you know what Pilate would have done to the soldiers? He would have killed them. He would have killed them. But the soldiers did nothing wrong other than they were freaked out. They just couldn't deal with it. And if this comes to the governor, Pontius Pilate, we will persuade him and secure you. In other words, we'll make sure you're okay. So they took the money, the soldiers, and did as they were taught, and saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day that his body was stolen. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Do you know that Jesus has given us that power now in the Holy Spirit? We are his body, and that he has given us power, all power in heaven and on earth, that we need to use that power? Oh, yes. Someone called me yesterday and told me of a healing that took place. We never know how many people are healed because they don't come back, but we know people are being healed when we pray because Jesus said that he'd give us power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Really, it says, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we've done a very good job in the Catholic Church baptizing people. We have not done a very good job in making disciples. Jesus said, go make disciples and then baptize. We have made not disciples, we have made churchgoers. And even the churchgoers don't come to church anymore. Yesterday we had the children in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and there were half as many that showed up. And I knew why, because they came to Mass on Sunday, which they don't usually do, because we had a procession of the saints, and it was All Saints Day. So they decided, we went to church yesterday, we're not coming again today. But yesterday, we were in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and we taught the children the rosary. And you know, their eyes, the ones that really are spiritual, you can tell. There's this little boy named Robert that has eyes that you can know, piercing the glory of God. It's wonderful, beautiful little boy. And he knows what it means to feel, be touched by God. I don't have to ask him. I can see in his eyes and how he hungers for more. Unfortunately, even Robert doesn't come to Mass on Sunday. It's very sad, but you know what? God is doing something. We are called to make disciples of all nations. I received a message yesterday that somebody from Connecticut is coming from the seminary, and they said that he's a priest because I inspired him. I have no idea who he is. I have no idea who he is. Maybe he listened to radio. I have no idea. I remember another person. I was on the radio, and I said something like this. God is calling someone to be a priest. And Father Joseph is now Father Joseph, I think. And he heard it, and he went into to look at the Franciscans, and he became a priest. It's just amazing that here I am speaking in Winthrop, or wherever I was speaking from then, and somebody is touched by God, and they go into the ministry. This is God doing this, because the Word of God is living and active. It's like a two-edged sword. It cuts and it heals. So we're going to look at the resurrection according to John now. The first day of the week comes Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runs and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we do not know where they have laid him. Again, the enemies believe in the resurrection, but the disciples don't. Peter therefore went forth with the other disciple, that's John, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter. Why? Because Peter was older, and came to the sepulchre. But stooping down and looking in, they saw the linen cloths lying, yet went they not in. Then comes Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre. In other words, John waited for Peter to come in because Peter is the prince of the apostles. And Peter goes in and then John goes in. And they see the linen cloth lying in one place and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in the other disciple, John, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. It is not someone's believing. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Someone saw and believed. What did he believe? He believed that he had been raised from the dead. He saw and believed. Peter still doesn't know. Peter still doesn't know. He might be the head, but he still doesn't know. You see, the grace of the resurrection is that anything is possible because Jesus has been raised from the dead. Our faith relies upon the resurrection of Jesus, that because of the resurrection, anything is possible. Anything is possible for those who have living faith. Let's go continue. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without, outside the tomb, at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And she sees two angels now, in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why are you crying? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. She has love for Jesus. You want to know why? He delivered her from seven demons. She was perfectly possessed. And she's looking for her Lord. It's like the woman in the Song of Solomon, looking for the Lord. Let me continue. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and she didn't know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you crying? Whom do you seek? That's a wonderful question. Like, who are you seeking? You seeking miracles? Or are you seeking Jesus? Who are you seeking? You seeking an answer to your problems? Or are you seeking Jesus? Listen. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if you have taken him, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which means Master. In other words, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. She knew it was the voice of Jesus. He said, Mary, only the way that he could say Mary. And it says, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which means Master. And Jesus said unto her, Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go and tell my brethren, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, unto my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. But do they believe it? Do they believe the witness of a woman? Let me tell you, during the time of Jesus, a woman's witness didn't count anything in the courts. She was property. But isn't it wonderful that Jesus believes in women's liberation according to Christianity, not according to the world? He shows himself to a woman, and she becomes an apostle to the apostles. This is amazing. This is amazing. People that want women's liberation or priest liberation, unless it's done in Jesus, there's no liberation at all. The only thing there is bondage. Bondage. Anyway, Jesus appears to his disciples. On the same day of the evening, being the first day of the week, that Sunday, the doors were locked where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. They were afraid that what happened to Jesus going to happen to them. Then came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And while he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Now this is amazing. This is amazing. He doesn't give them a sermon. He says, I want to show you my hands and my side. They were crucified. They were pierced with the lance. That's what I want to show you. Though he's in a risen body. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. Why does he say it a second time? Because they're anxious. And my Father hath sent me, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, hallelujah, and said unto them, Receive the Holy Spirit. How did he breathe on them? Mouth to mouth, I believe. Mouth to mouth, he breathed on them and said, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. That Holy Spirit was in the apostles, even at the ascension, but it became a real gusher at Pentecost when they were in one place and they were ready to receive the outpouring of the Spirit. That Spirit on Pentecost came from not only on them, but from within them, because they received the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed on them. Whatsoever sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven. And whatsoever sins you retain, they shall be retained. Now we go to Thomas. This is an interesting thing. They all call Thomas the doubter, but he died a martyr. I don't think he's a doubter. Why do we always remember the bad things people do and don't remember the good things people do? Shakespeare said the same thing. The good that men do is interred in their bones. But the people remember what? The bad that people do. Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, or twin, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see his hands and the print of nails, and put my finger in the print of nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus through the doors, though they were shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach hither your finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but be believing. And Thomas answered and said, My Lord and my God. Now this is an interesting thing, because Mary Magdalene couldn't touch him. But Thomas can touch him. Why? Because Jesus made a special trip to Mary Magdalene. And then he went to the Father, like a little ascension. And now Thomas can touch him because he's ascended and come back. That's the only thing that makes sense. It's the only thing that makes sense. Okay, do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead? Do you believe that there's power in the resurrection? Do you believe there's power for you in the resurrection? Are you seeking Jesus today? Who are you seeking? The angel said, Who are you seeking? I seek Jesus Christ. Why do I seek Jesus Christ? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Why else do I seek Jesus Christ? Because he is the Lord. He is the Father's only Son. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That Jesus is the Father's only Son. The rest of us are sons and daughters by grace. The rest of us are sons and daughters by grace. You are a daughter of Christ, a daughter of the Father, and a son of the Father by grace. Jesus is the Son of God by nature. I want to invite you to Days of Glory, starting this Thursday, November 5th to the 8th. And I want you to know, if you want to find out about the website, it's daysofglory.org, 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 November 5th to the 8th. You can come for the whole time, or you can come for just one day. Whatever you would like to do, we want you to be there with us. We expect great things to happen because Jesus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And he pours out his Holy Spirit on those who believe. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Whom do you seek today? Ask yourself that question. Who am I seeking today? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.